Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Body language is a huge thing. Demeanor, we don't want to be a palms-up team where we're questioning every. No. That's a little bit of a sign of weakness, and we don't want to exhibit that from anybody on the team.
Glad that you were hanging out with the Spiegel and Holmes show. It's been quite a show today. Like, the pivot that we've done today.
The pivot to Piven.
Well,
the Piven pivot.
There's two pivots here.
It's been a lot of pivots.
Where we go from Nico Horner and talking about pizza with him to then having a very serious discussion about private money for public enterprise.
And then
talking with Cam Buckner. And that whole interview was a pivot where we did very serious stuff and then stupid, goofy stuff with him at the end of it.
Yep.
And then Jeremy Piven walks in.
Yeah. We got our pair of shuts on with Cam Buckner there.
He said pair of shuts, the guy from Channel 32. Yeah. Tanny got a little nervous.
Like, we can't have him nervous after the Piven survival. Yeah. You know? Not the Piven revival.
I need some pineapple now. I'm going crazy.
I think I'm going crazy.
Just don't make Alex do it or else I'll trap his finger in the sliding door again.
There's some left right there.
There is.
Yeah.
Oh, Mike, we should auction that off.
We should clone Piven. There we go.
We have Bears sound. They spoke today at the minicamp.
Yeah, mandatory minicamp is going on at Hallis Hall. And don't worry, tomorrow's show will be filled with more coverage of mandatory minicamp. But there were a couple things that needed to be discussed. Remember how when Ben Johnson brought up the body language thing?
Oh, yes.
That we, as a show, were like, well, wait a minute now. The quarterback wasn't the only person out there who was having some body language issues if you wanted to put a reel together.
And then was it Patrick Finley who said, how does that body language relate to DJ Moore? Asked him about that on point.
Finley was on it last week. It was great. Here's DJ Moore talking about body language and leadership.
We asked Coach Johnson last week about what he has said to you about body language.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe the discussions you guys had about it?
Just don't do it. Just keep it inside. We talk about it later. And just don't put it on film. Don't put it on TV. So you guys can't run with it. So that's how it is.
How does that show up during the spring, though, when there aren't games, there aren't cameras and all of that? Like, how is body language being emphasized in the practice field?
Be honest right now, and then we ain't going to talk about it. I did it once, and then it nipped it in the butt, and it's never happened again.
How would you describe playing for Ben with the little time that you've had with him through the spring?
It's fun. But intense. A lot of hard work goes into it, and You got to be on your P's and Q's, and you got to know the playbook.
How was it nipped in the bud?
How was it?
Yeah.
I just said I ain't going to do it again.
Jay, talking about that intensity from Coach Johnson, we've seen it, we've heard about it a little bit. As good as you've been in this league throughout your career, respectfully, you've never been around like a winning culture and organization for any extended period of time. How do you take his intense coaching without, like, entrusting it's taking you where you want to go and not just like, this is getting on my nerves?
I don't think it get on your nerves. It's just more like, dang, you got to look at deep down in yourself and be like, did I really mess up? Did I execute the play at the highest level that I can? Was I slacking or was it perfect? So that's what he wants, perfection. But we know we all can't be perfect every play. So just being as close as we can is the best thing.
He's known as an offensive innovator. Like, how challenging is this offense to learn compared to maybe others that you've had to learn over the years?
I mean, it's not hard unless you're not studying. If you're studying and being on your stuff and knowing different spots, you'd be okay.
Do you think the intensity is something that the locker room needed, this roster needed, a coach like that?
Yeah, to shake things up, keep everybody motivated and going. You never know what you get the next day, and then that's always a question of what we got, and you always got to be ready.
What do you see of Caleb now as he enters year two in the league?
A lot of growth. You can tell he's on his A game every day because I know he probably gets it the most out of everybody because he's the quarterback and he wants to be perfect in himself, and then the staff wants him to be perfect to lead his offense.
In what ways do you see growth?
Just taking control of the huddle, knowing his playbook, and just being a leader that he is at the quarterback spot.
Woo! That is some meaty stuff from DJ Moore.
What are you hearing there, Speech?
Multiple levels. Well, that stuff there at the end is exciting about Caleb. Just a quick answer. Like, yeah, I see the growth, and he's taking control of the huddle and everything.
And it matches what everyone else has said about him and leadership and being there early, staying late, getting in on all of this stuff.
Absolutely. But the first part about body language, that's headline stuff. Locally, I don't know if it's going to be nationally, but DJ Moore telling you, he said, I'm going to be honest about it, and then we won't talk about it after that. It happened one time. So he's talking about what? When he walked off the field, right? The play where he walked off the field? I would assume that's what he's talking about, unless it happened more than once.
I would argue with DJ that it happened more than once.
Well, the one he's copping to, whichever one that is, at least he's copping to it.
Sure.
And saying out loud now, we were told not to do it, not to let you guys run with it. Okay, so great. So the media is the enemy. That's fine. That's cool. You want to let the media be the enemy? Whatever it takes. But I'm glad that he was called to the carpet by Ben Johnson and is okay saying, yay, we're not going to do it.
In the year previous, if we go back to the 2023 season, we didn't see him be demonstrative on the field. And we all know that the Bears offense the year before also wasn't great. We didn't see that. Last season, we saw him be demonstrative when things weren't going well. And maybe that is a byproduct of you sign this extension, you know how important you are to the offense, you want to be important to the offense. So maybe you do get frustrated and you show it in a way that you're not used to. I love Herb Howard's question of being like, yeah, you've done a lot of stuff, but you've never really won. And what's it like to have a coach come in who's coming in having done some winning? Like, all of that stuff, I'm glad that it was followed up on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm willing to give DJ Moore grace because I think he's a really good football player. And I don't think that anything that he was doing was like, I need to show up or blah, blah. I think there's a lot that you could say is like, maybe that's why he's acting out of the character that we've seen for the previous 5 years going into it.
I'm really glad you brought the context of before last year into it. And yes, he got paid. That's one data point. The other is that they drafted a quarterback and handed the keys to him. Mm-hmm. And remember the whole, we're going to do it the Caleb way? And that's that. About certain routes, I think Justin Fields was a lot more deferential to DJ Moore. And now Caleb is like, was last year was trying to tell him that way. Well, now it's Ben's way. And it's
everyone can agree on that.
Everyone can agree on that and that it deserves to be Ben's way. And Caleb is an extension of Ben. And he said that towards the end, like, we know he's getting it the most. So, yeah, man, growth. It sounds like an opportunity for growth from DJ Moore, and that's cool.
I
love it.
I hope that that is the case, and we get back to him being the crazy rack machine that he was before. And that this, and he's right. This is a competitive offense, and there's going to be a lot of people. And I wonder how, like, the drafting of Luther Burden, like, how did that hit you?
You bet.
You know?
You got a lot of stuff now that's going to be pushing him. So, I mean, but that's the way they want it. That's the way they said that they want it. I'm cool with all of that response from DJ Moore about a bunch of topics there.
There's a lot of competition, and now there's competition at the tight end position as well. This is what Cole Kmet had to say about the Bears picking up Colson Loveland.
Well, I don't know if I've been asked to, like, mentor per se, but like I still got things that I got to work on and I got to achieve. You know, I think, like, when I was a rookie, we had Jimmy here, and Jimmy was like 32 or 33 at the time, and I don't know if I should say this publicly, but he probably wouldn't have said it then, but probably on the back end of his career at that point. And I don't necessarily feel like I'm at that stage of my career yet, so maybe a little different in that regard. But that being said, you know, getting to know Colson's been great so far, and I want to give him as much knowledge as I can, and you know, give him all the things that I've learned, and get him up to pace as quickly as possible, so that he can go out there and be the best football player that he can be this year and going forward. And so I'm excited about that, and it's been awesome to get to know him here these past few weeks since he's been drafted, and I think he's going to fit just fine in our room and in the offense as well.
What are your thoughts when the team drafts somebody at tight end at number 10 overall?
Yeah, I think at first, like, you're taken back a little bit, but I mean, Ben was awesome about it in terms of calling me right away and kind of explaining the decision, and you know, from there you're just all on board on it, and you kind of understand their vision, and you know, you understand that there's going to be areas where we complement each other, and then there's obviously, just like in any position room, there's going to be areas where we compete for things, you know, and that's football, and that's how it should be. So I'm excited about it, and I'm excited, you know, to not only push him and then for him to push me, and we're going to make each other better. And, you know, I think the goal with it is to, you know, become the best 12 tandem in the league and see where we can take it from there.
A best 12 personnel tandem in the league is cool. I love that Ben Johnson called him right away and said, hey, man, we're taking a tight end, but don't freak out. This is why. And they had the conversation.
Yeah, and it's going to be – I think they play two different positions. I think that's why they got him. And it's similar, and I'm glad that we've had the sound from Greg and then having Des Clark on, where that's kind of where we're at with this.
And he said that Jimmy Graham was towards the end of his career. That's not where I am. Like, he's young to be asked to do this.
Yeah, but what is he? This will be year
5
or 6 for Cole.
Drafted in 20, right?
Yeah, so this is year 6 for Cole Kmet.
5, so, right? Oh, maybe it is 6. And same as Jalen.
20, 21, 22, 23, 24. This will be year 6.
This will be year 6. That's excellent math by you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I do what I can. I'm not very good at math.
I'm glad they paired us together. I mean, I'm glad.
To be fair, I'm not really good at math.
This is the type of, you know, you guys butting heads, the people like it. You know? When you guys get into it about stuff like that.
About math?
You're five. It's duck season.
I could see Rabbit awful announcing season. Aggregating it right now.
Texters are saying, by the way, on the DJ Moore, they heard it differently than I did, that the body language comment was about it happening once at training camp. I don't know if you guys heard it that way. I heard it as it happened once last year. Several texters say what they heard it as was it happened once at camp, and DJ perhaps was called out by Ben Johnson, and now he's not going to do it anymore because Ben told them what to do. I could see that being the case because we heard.
I would have hoped that would have been something that would have been addressed
before the season even began.
If it was addressed with the quarterback, then it should be addressed with the wide receiver too.
Well, yeah, but I don't know how much chance Ben had to. Yeah, I don't know. But I'm cool with it being addressed publicly in front of everybody. I'm certainly cool with that. Yeah. If that's the way it went down
last week about what he has said to you about body language. Mm-hmm. How would you describe the discussions you guys had about it?
Just don't do it. Just keep it inside. We talk about it later, and just don't put it on film. Don't put it on TV. So you guys can't run with it. So that's how it is.
How does that show up during the spring, though, when there aren't games, there aren't cameras, and all of that? Like, how is body language being emphasized in the practice field?
Be honest right now, and then we ain't gonna talk about it. I did it once, and then we nipped it in the butt, and it's never happened again.
All right, so
textures are right.
Textures are correct.
And it's nip it in the bud. I don't want anyone to then follow up and ask DJ if it pleases him.
No. Well, if you nip it in the butt, that'd be what? Like if there's a hemorrhoid situation, sometimes the doctors have to go in there and
ingrown
nip
hair. You know, boogie in the butt.
Boogie in the butt, boogie in your butt. Boogie.
So, textures, good call by you.
Hey, man, I don't want no boogie in nobody's butt.
That's right. Boogie in the butt.
Put a tin can in your butt. Put a little tiny man in your butt. Put an elevator in your butt. Put a big shaver in your butt.
I can't believe that you remember all of the lines from that.
That, it owned me. That record, Eddie Murphy, it's comedian, right? That was the record with him wearing no shirt with the red bow tie?
Yes.
Oh, that entire album just owned me. Hey, man, I don't want to put no boogie in nobody's butt.
I don't want to do that.
I had that whole thing down. But no, textures are right. That's a good catch by them because the question from Courtney Cronin was about present tense. How does that manifest in the spring? And he answered and said, I'll be honest. I did it once and we're not going to do it again.
I kind of don't like that it happened.
I do. Do you know what it's like, Lawrence? It's like when you know Matt Shaw's swing is a problem, to your point, because you argued this and I disagreed, but you know the swing is a problem, but you need to see him fail at the big leagues?
Like maybe they saw it on tape and they were like, just you wait until we see it in a practice. It'll be addressed.
Let's wait until we see it in a practice and then we can tell him then.
We won't be mad at him for what stuff happened? That happened before, but right. we can use it as an opportunity to...
Yeah, because some of the stuff that was happening before, if he was bitter or grumpy or if it was weird, that doesn't matter to them anymore. What matters is right now. So as soon as they saw it, they did it. I'm kind of down with it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.